Welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I am Shailendra. Here are the top stories. The World Health Organization announced on Friday that it will set up a global center for traditional medicine in India. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed confidence that just like the country has emerged as the pharmacy of the world, the WHO institution will become the center for global wellness. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus made the announcement in a video message at an event in which Prime Minister Modi dedicated two future-ready Ayurveda institutions in Jaipur and Jamnagar on the occasion of the 5th Ayurveda Day. Amid a formidable rise in coronavirus cases in Delhi, Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal stated that COVID-19 situation in the national capital will be under control in 7 to 10 days. He added that the biggest cause behind the surge in cases in Delhi is pollution and that the situation was under control till October 20th. He also said that the Delhi government will submit its assessment report to the Centre's Air Quality Commission and urged them to implement the Pusa biodecomposer across the country. The Finance Ministry has kicked off the exercise to formulate Union Budget 2021-22 by seeking suggestions and ideas from people. The Union Budget 2021, which will be the third budget of Modi's 2.0 government and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, is likely to be presented on February 1st. The government faces a daunting task to cope with coronavirus economic fallout and address critical issues pertaining to growth contraction and subdued revenue collection triggered by the pandemic. InfoEdge on Friday said that its investee company Zomato has raised $195 million in funding from six investors, including Luxor, Quora and Steadview, valuing the online food ordering platform at $3.6 billion. Upon closing of the fundraise, InfoEdge's shareholding in Zomato shall stand reduced to about 20.8% on fully converted and diluted basis. The Pakistan government has asked Pakistani banks to immediately ban online payments for the subscription of electronic media content from India, according to a media report. The decision was taken by the cabinet on November 9th, adding that the banking authorities have also been asked to submit a compliance report to the State Bank of Pakistan, the central bank of the country, by November 13th. Former US President Barack Obama's new book, A Promised Land, has drawn eyes in the West as well as in India, with Obama mentioning Gandhi Sayan and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi in his memoirs, which also includes Obama's impressions of several American and world leaders, including Sonia Gandhi, Manmohan Singh and Vladimir Putin. Obama described Gandhi as a person with nervous and unformed quality, like a student eager to impress the teacher but lacking aptitude and passion to master the subject. The remark has stirred many reactions on Twitter, with some taking digs at Gandhi and others condemning it. And that's all we have for you in today's podcast. Have a nice day.